Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon.
All right, Kate.
We're back. I survived my fibroid surgery.
Thank God.
I hope no one thought because we took 2 weeks off. I hope nobody was concerned. I don't think anybody was, but I'm okay.
Did people get in touch with you? Were they like, hey, Kate, are you all right? Are you still there?
They did.
I've been.
People were very supportive.
That's really good.
Thank you. In the meantime, over that 2 weeks, I'm all for the revolution that's happening right now.
Yeah, I'm all for it too. I think it's a long time coming. And
let's put a disclaimer that for.
I am speaking as an individual.
Well, okay. Disclaimer that Maysoon is speaking as an individual and not a representative of the city of San Francisco. As is always true.
Or the San Francisco Arts Commission.
Yes. Okay. That's a big disclaimer. Okay. The other disclaimer is if you're sick of hearing white people talk, you don't listen. Turn it off.
It's fine.
We'll put a bunch of links in the show notes to podcasts by black people and people of color. If I think we're all sick of hearing from white people, the level of white hysteria right now is just off the charts.
Oh, my God. It's true. We've been seeing it. I've been seeing it firsthand.
Yes.
Working on fighting against it, and it's a real trip.
I mean, I feel like the white hysteria with white people that are wanting to do the right thing. You know, they're already on board. They just are so hysterical.
What are they hysterical about if they're on board?
They're just sharing things. They don't know where it's. They're just sharing any old thing. A lot of it from other white people.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what you need to be boosting right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that whole, like, eight can't wait thing.
I want to encourage people to not just sign on, but to, like, know why you're signing on. To read through things. To, like
find who are the black abolitionists in your local area. Like, I would highly encourage Oakland people and Bay Area people to, you know, follow and support the Anti-Police Terror Project here in Oakland. They've been around for a long time. And they are a great place to find out, like, what actions are going on,
mm-hmm.
ways you can help. Like, before all this started, the Anti-Police Terror Project and another political group put together this long list of demands called the Black New Deal that were specifically targeted at alleviating the trauma and distress that's happening to black communities because of COVID. You know, and like APTP has already been working on like police abolition and, you know, stopping state sanctioned violence already forever. But then they got a ton of black leaders together to put together this Black New Deal thing. And they're trying to get local politicians and stuff to sign on to this. And so they're a great place because they've been thinking about all this stuff forever. They're not like starting from scratch.
Right. They didn't just like fucking a couple weeks ago.
Right, it's not like Soul Cycle or somebody fucking telling you, like, here's some action items.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is
like
deep, deep knowledge.
We'll put a link in the underworld to their website and also to the Black New Deal. Is it on their website?
I'll put a specific one to that that has like all the long, long list of what they're demanding. It's really intricate.
Yeah.
You know, and then you know, the Coalition on Homelessness, I think, has been really good with what they're doing. There's also Poor Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put links to tons of stuff in the underworld where all the hysterical white people that are just listening to other white people. You gotta stop.
I agree.
Okay.
Everyone, and I'm going to say especially white people, should be doing all that they can, whether it means getting out on the street, sending money, reading, all the things that everyone, you know, looking at the institutions where they work,
yes,
and really trying to impact change, like stand up, it's okay, say what you can say, call people out in a gentle way if you need
call
to
people
or not.
In.
I mean,
that's the parlance.
Call people in.
Yeah.
Is that the parlance? Okay, cool. I just, yeah, I think it's definitely time. Don't be a coward.
We're for abolition here. If all the art people that have been like valorizing and fetishizing Angela Davis all these years, get on track, guys. Like,
she's been an abolitionist forever.
You can't be like, you know, being like, oh, yay, the keynote speaker at this art thing is going to be Angela Davis.
Yeah, and she's rad, but.
Yeah. So if you've ever been excited about Angela Davis, you are a prison abolitionist. Okay. And that includes the police. That includes every structure in our society that leads to the prison. Like, it's not just the prison. The prison is just the last stop of a long pipeline. You know, that pipeline creeps through every facet of our society, and we got to rip it up by the roots, the prison industrial complex.
Agreed.
Okay. And it's more important now than ever to be, you know, doing all these things, protesting, contacting your local, you know, your city council members, your mayor.
Assemblymen, your senators, your representatives,
yeah.
your
supervisors. But
you
I
know,
would say
supervisors.
Especially at like the city level, you
yeah.
know, the county level, the state level. And to be, you know, I've seen a lot of form emails going around.
Gosh, your mayors and your governors. I mean, literally everyone.
Yeah. But if you can write a personal, you know, just put it in your own words. Those emails are good. Calling in is good. Writing a letter.
Yeah, someone posted recently, or like, I can't remember, but someone who worked in an office, in the office of one of these like councilmen or assemblymen or whatever, saying like, if you put it in your own words, it's way better. Someone will actually read it versus a form letter. Everyone knows what a form letter looks like and reads like. Even if you just say, have like one sentence, like don't worry about it. Say what you can say in your own words and just send it. Like, don't worry about sounding academic, super, you know what I mean? Like, just say what you want to say. It's going to be okay.
Highlights.
Like, they're there to represent you,
yeah.
you know? Highlights, do a little research first, but don't, I mean, sometimes I feel like, for me even, I get kind of wrapped up in like, what am I going to say? I haven't typed it out yet. I get like, kind of like, I can't, like, I hit a wall a little bit.
Don't do that.
And it, yeah.
They know that every person, every San Franciscan is not a fucking, you know, PhD in whatever it is you're writing in about.
So don't let that wall come.
Yeah.
Just break through that and get it done. That's really important.
Hell yeah.
Really important.
Okay. Okay, what's going on with art things?
What do you mean? There's so much
well,
shit
there's
going
art
on.
Things going on.
Like art
Hang
events
on.
Or...
We got to talk about all that stuff that went down with Layla and...
Well, SF MoMA censoring.
Okay, so if you're following, there's been a bunch of activity happening around SF MoMA. 2 weeks ago, SF MoMA on their Instagram posted like a Glenn Ligon piece in response to the uprising in Minneapolis. One of SF MoMA's former employees, Taylor Brandon, commented on that, quote, "This is a cop-out. Using black artists/art to make a statement that needs to come from the institution. You don't only get to amplify black artists during a surge of black mourning and pain. Having black people on your homepage/feed is not enough. I don't know why I'm surprised when the museum has a history of using black pain for their own financial gain. But of course, why would I have these unrealistic expectations of Chief Marketing and Communications Officer," love that, "Anne von Germiten, Deputy Director of External Relations Nan Keaton, or Director Neil Benezra. They weaponize their own black employees whilst being afraid to talk about racism. They are the profiteers of racism. Museums kill black people too." We'll link to an article. There was an article, I think, on KQED that came out about all this stuff. And they
Well, there have been a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean.
And, well, that Anne Germiten.
Anne von
Germiten. Germiten.
Okay. What about her?
Said that, like, I forget, made it sound like they had that she and Taylor hadn't really worked closely, which was completely a lie.
Oh, like, oh, I didn't know her, like that kind of thing?
Yeah. And then Taylor was like, she met my mom.
Oh, no. Oh, that's sick.
Okay, so Okay, so that happened, and they deleted that comment off of their Instagram, and then I think closed comments altogether. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's what happened. And then basically, all these different artists were supposed to be in residence with SF MoMA, doing like kind of a remote residency thing, including...
It's called Community in Residence, that Heavy Breathing was in...
Right. Heavy Breathing was one of them, and they were going to do a project with Layla Weaver and Elena Gross called How to Eat Blackberries that was going to be part of this SF MoMA thing. So then there was a back and forth about all this, and basically Heavy Breathing, Near Collective, and some other artists that were involved pulled out. They just pulled out of whatever this fucking residency shit with SF MoMA. And Heavy Breathing is still going to put on that presentation, that project, and we'll put a link to all that in the underworld. But so SF MoMA is in the wrong. And they need to really deep dive into their shit and change their shit up. There's no equity in having all these, I mean, the whole art world needs to do a massive overhaul. You cannot have these billionaires whose companies are at their core oppressive and exploitive and white supremacist, like basically running your institutions. It just doesn't work. Like, your institution can't be doing any kind of fucking diversity, equity, and inclusion, in quotes, when their very core of their being is diametrically opposed to that.
It's going to be a lot of fucking work, but they need to start doing it. And so the non-neutral alliance, is that what they're called,
Kate? A new alliance was formed called the No Neutral Alliance.
No Neutral, sorry.
And in their words, they are a group of artist collectives and individuals who came together in direct opposition of SF MoMA's racist censorship against former employee Taylor Brandon. No Neutral Alliance's goal is the destruction of the anti-black foundations of museums by creating art experiences outside of the institution while simultaneously holding museums accountable for the continued unfair treatment of black employees, artists, and patrons. And that just really shoots right to the core of the problem here.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. So go ahead and go, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and go follow them. And if you want to check out their website, it is noneutralalliance.com. And we'll put a link to them also in the underworld.
And on their website, they have included the list of demands that they've made for SF MoMA. Did you already say that? Sorry, Kate, if you did.
No, go ahead.
There's a list of demands, and I think it's, I want to say, 5 total demands. And within each, there's like layers of sort of like, when we say this, this is exactly what we want to hear from you. And so
okay, it's wait, pretty let's thorough. Look at that. Let's read
it's
it
an
off.
Amazing list. And I want every art institution to take that list and apply it to themselves, honestly. You know what I mean?
Dear SF MoMA staff, Neil Bernesra, Janet Bishop, Chad Corver, and Davida Lindsay Bell. We have seen your public apology, and while it is unfortunate that it took so long to be sent, we recognize that this is an important first step in galvanizing this longer process of restorative work. Now that you have taken this first step, it is our request that we diligently begin conversation and actions towards meeting the remaining and revised demands. Each demand set forth has an outlined set of action items intended to aid in the process of meeting our requests in an equitable fashion. It is our sincere hope that SF MoMA partners with No Neutral Alliance to accomplish these demands in ways that center the equity of black employees, patrons, and artists. Please find our demands below. Number 1, a call for the resignation of Neil Bernesra, who has proven his racial bias and has taken full responsibility for the racist censorship that transpired against former SF MoMA employee Taylor Brandon. Not to mention that Neil Bernesra makes almost $1 million a year in salary, which is also just obscene.
Meanwhile, there's other, you know, there's staff who can barely afford to live in San Francisco or the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Number 2, the SF MoMA re-examine and properly handle complaints made to HR by current SF MoMA employees regarding racial bias, bias against employees with disabilities, bias against LGBTQ plus identifying employees. They actually say LGBTQ. Bias against LGBTQ plus identifying employees, gender bias, and sexual harassment. Number three, the SF MoMA creates a Black-oriented program directed by a local Black arts professional to help with creation, implementation, and ongoing support of the program and the Black people within it. They, in parentheses, number 2 through 5, referring to those demands. Mm-hmm. This program must be implemented in the second quarter of fiscal year 2021. I like that they put a time.
Yeah, they're like,
that's part of SMART goals, remember? Mm-hmm.
The second quarter, okay, so number that's before four. Right before the end of the year. It's fiscal year.
Okay. Number four, the SF MoMA make an initial donation of $3,000, the amount our collectives were paid for our participation in hashtag Museum from Home, to the George Floyd Memorial Fund for Tony McDade, and Anti-Police Terror Project, in the amount of $1,000 each. The donation amount of $3,000 must be a recurring quarterly donation to Black-led advocacy organizations for a full year. Hell yeah. I mean, obviously, we think all these demands are right on. I think it should be more money than
that. Like, that's a really low
hopefully
amount.
SF MoMA, that can be the starting amount. Number five, the SF MoMA begins the creation of a strategic plan that provides the public with quarterly updates and metrics regarding SF MoMA's progress on actions 2 through 4.
I love that.
That's great. I'm into that. Another aspect of SMART goals.
Yeah, transparency. Let's do that.
And then they go on to say, this document, as well as any subsequent conversations with SF MoMA, are the intellectual property of Taylor Brandon, Yetunde Olabogdu, hope I said that right, Yetunde. I know Yetunde, and they are awesome. Arrington, Ace West, and No Neutral Alliance. SF MoMA must explicitly work with No Neutral Alliance through implementation of any of the above strategies in any of their iterations. This includes, but is not limited to, partial or full actualization of the aforementioned points set forth. As mentioned in previous correspondence, an invoice will be presented to the address parties of this letter upon the first meeting date. The requested compensation amount is a fair representation of the labor and demonstrated institutional change that has already taken place by Taylor Brandon and No Neutral Alliance.
You're doing great.
If SF MoMA and No Neutral Alliance are unable to come to any agreement by Monday, June 22nd, NNA will continue their work of holding the museum accountable in the public eye. Hell yeah.
Yep.
The whole art community should jump on that. We are hopeful that this letter leads to further discussions, implementation of plans and solutions that leverage the wealth of resources and visibility the SF MoMA and its board has to the Black communities it absolutely must serve. Yeah. Sincerely, No Neutral Alliance. And we'll put a link. You can read back all this
stuff.
And
also on this website, you can link to the full letter, which kind of expands out under each point with like multiple bullet points. So it's really, really, you know, in depth and fucking awesome.
So that was an institution behaving badly. One institution I feel like was not a disappointment was SoMarts. SoMarts was supposed to have their fundraiser, and instead they asked people to donate to Black Lives Matter, Transgender, Gender Variant, and Intersex Justice Project, the Bay Area Community Freedom Fund, and the Anti-Police Terror Project, and the National Bailout. And I was like, see, that's fucking legit.
Yeah.
Where they were just like, again, like, just give your platform to the people and groups that need it most. I feel like that's one of the big things you can
do. Slash Art was also, Slash Gallery in San Francisco was also matching funds to local
Black artists and collectives.
Yeah, and collectives and organizations, which I thought was also a good thing to be doing as an arts organization.
Yeah, we'll put links to all this stuff down below.
Who else?
I want to do a say something out to the artists.
Oh, is that what you were going to say? Were you going to say something more? I want to say something to the artists. Done.
I want to say something out to the artists. if this hasn't already struck you, like, artists have a lot of skills, actually, that can be contributed, maybe. You know, I've seen, like, Culpa Press and Floss Editions are doing free printing for protesters and groups to print materials for them, protest posters and other things like that. Artists, you can offer your skills if you're an illustrator, designer, painter, whatever you are. Like, you can offer your skills to any of these groups and collectives that maybe would love to have someone be doing design work for them.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's a hard thing sometimes for places to tap into. If any organizations are, if anyone's listening who has needs like that, contact us. Email congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We've got loads of artists that we can connect
you with. Yeah, we can help connect for sure. I would love to do that.
You can also call or text us, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Okay, who do we need to get out of there?
Get out of where?
We got to get Pelosi out of there. So Shahid Buttar is running still. He made it. He made it through in the primary. So he's going to be on the ballot in November. We can get Pelosi the fuck out of there.
We need to get her out.
She's been in Congress for 135 years. She hasn't done shit.
We need all these things that have fucking term limits. Honest to God, like, that's going to be my next job. It's like term limits for everyone.
Put a 50-year cap on it.
No. Way less than that. Don't you think?
I don't know, because then you look at, there's some other people that where you're like, oh, I wouldn't mind them staying there.
I know, but I think they could still stay involved even if they're not, like, in there, you know?
Yeah, true. That's true.
I feel like, share the fucking wealth, y'all.
Okay. Well, listen up. Shahid Buttar is running. He's been endorsed by the DSA. He's fucking protesting. He's got an actually progressive platform he's been running on. He's not going to do any of this fuckery where he's trying to appease the Republicans. Please, guys. We got to get Mayor Libby Schaaf out of here. We got to be keeping close eye. You got to be, because everything's on Zoom now, it's very easy to watch and participate in city council meetings. I know research assistant Katie Kondo has been all over that.
Yep.
They go on for hours and hours.
It's true. I've been doing that too. SFGov TV, people. Pop on.
We'll put links to all this stuff in the underworld.
Everyone's having their meetings. It's budget season. It is time to get in on that.
Absolutely.
The other thing I think we should talk, well, do we want to talk about?
I was distracted by tomato.
Do we want to talk about SEIU and the police?
Our union, Maysoon and I both, and our respective job things, except I'm fired, but somehow still but
all the,
deeply
all the
involved.
All the adjunct unions are SEIU, though, as well.
Yes, CCA, Mills, and CCA. The Mills staff, and the CCA staff, many other small...
Almost all of the city of San Francisco employees. I mean, tens of thousands of people,
it's
probably
a big fucking union, and they are fucking... Oh, my fucking God. They represent not only police, like, there's not only police union. There's not only police unions in the SEIU, like, as part of the SEIU. There's also corrections officers. Okay?
Fucking hell.
Yep. And motherfucking Homeland Security.
No. Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that blow your fucking mind? Tons of federal...
Yeah, I had no idea.
Shit.
I had no idea.
And it's got to stop. So there's a link in the underworld to, if you're a SEIU union member or a former member, you can get on this and you can sign a petition. And a bunch of phone numbers are also listed there that you can call. You can call those even if you're not SEIU member. You can just call in. It blows my mind, actually, that that's a thing, considering how fucking radical the people I know that work for the SEIU, for the actual union, are. And I didn't realize this until now, that that was part of the SEIU. And that's on me, because it's a giant union and I should have known better.
Yeah, well.
You know, but all these other people did know, and it didn't seem like they were fighting it.
Well, you also just hear, like, the police union, you know? And so in my mind, I always assumed it was, like, a separate entity. I didn't realize. So I was like, wait, yeah. What? That's in the SEIU? How the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, it's fucking wackadoo.
So I want to do more. I want to do more research into that.
We got to. What if we. I don't know. That's just nuts. If every fucking like little union in the SEIU, you know, like the SFAC and whoever else, mm-hmm. said like, hey, we're out of here if you guys don't stop this. Do you think it would make a difference?
Yeah, because they're more, the more members they have, the more power they have, the more powerful they are, you know? So it's like they need the members to be there. So I mean, I think first it would start with like really knowing who the union supports, like who they're like all the different agencies. Cause I haven't looked at that.
That part of the SEIU is called the NAGE, which is the National Association of Government Employees. We are public and private workers. This is from their website. We are public and private workers, federal, state, county, municipal employees, police officers, firefighters, correctional officers, healthcare workers, nurses, paramedics, emergency medical technicians, office workers, and professional workers, blah, 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 blah. So it's called the NAGE, and that's part of the SEIU.
Okay.
They're also referred to as the SEIU Local 5000. So the NAGE represents 22,000 workers in over 60 state agencies, including the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and a bunch of other federal agencies and stuff.
Can you include that link also, whatever you're looking at? I think that'd be helpful for people.
And then they also have a public safety division, which includes the International Brotherhood of Police Officers, the IBPO.
No.
And the International Brotherhood of Correctional Officers, the IBCO.
Fucking hell. That just sounds like clan shit right there. International Brotherhood.
And that is, and those, the IBPO is in the south end on the east coast.
But that's still part of the SEIU?
Yeah, this is all under the umbrella of the SEIU.
Yeah, we gotta pressure that out. That's fucking bullshit.
Those are the big ones. Those, the IBPO and the IBCO. Just cut it off like a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off the blood supply.
So there's work to do there.
Big time.
If you like doing research and writing letters and really being persistent.
I mean, all you union people, bring this up with your union reps.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably already aware of it.
I'm sure they are if they haven't been. I'm sure they are now.
Yeah. Sick. It's sick. May soon we need to tap into your favorite movie, A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga.
I have never seen it.
And we gotta say, maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
I'm definitely game for that.
You and your boyfriend, Bradley Cooper.
Is that what happens in that movie?
What?
I've never seen it.
What happens? What
I don't know. Their boyfriend and girlfriend didn't say the old ways gotta die.
I said he's your boyfriend.
No, not at all. I don't give a shit about Bradley Cooper, dude. What the hell? I'm confused now. Great. Kate, you've got me at another level of confusion. That's fine. I don't mind being confused.
Okay.
All right, ready? Let's wrap this shit up.
Yep. Okay, Maysoon and I are now going on summer break.
We're taking break. We'll miss you. Get out in the streets. Do what's right. Work hard.
If you want to follow us on Instagram on our personal accounts, mine is at Kate, but it's K-A-A-A-A-T-E. That's 5 A's.
Is it really 5 A's?
And what's yours?
And I have to look at mine. Hold on. I am Pickles the Cat _. Two underscores? It might be two. I'm not sure.
You'll figure it out. And then you can also follow our, you know, you can always follow Congratulations Pine Tree on Twitter at Pine Tree Podcast. And you can follow my personal Twitter at Kate Rhodes. Doing a lot of retweeting right now.
Yeah, tons of reposting.
And that's it. Have a good summer. Have a productive summer. Keep at it. You know, don't take your eyes off the prize, people.
Keep to it. make a schedule for yourself if you need. Whatever you need to do, do it.
See you in the streets. From a responsible
with
distance
a mask.
With a mask on.
Exactly.
And hand sanitizer. So we'll be sanitizing our hands from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.